أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained two qasams, various qasams, and very, very striking and reality which we see in front of us. And that was to prove that the Quran Sharif, what a great kitab this Quran Sharif is, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala took qasams of the sky, then which comes back over and over. One that is the rains that keep on falling, and then by that all the vegetation that comes. And Allah Ta'ala keeps on giving fresh vegetation and produce to mankind to eat, naturally fresh. It is different that man made it for himself, that he's eating very, very stale food, though we take it to be very fresh from the deep freezers, from the fridges, from the pre-packages, etc. Food that is coming to us is over 6 months, over 1 year old, and we regard, just because of chemicals, we regard it as very fresh. But what Allah has given us, the fresh fruit that grow, food and vegetables, etc., that grow from the ground, that we are today deprived of. Even our mutton, our chicken, everything is from the deep freezer. And the effects of the deep freezer, and then again, unfortunately, from there into the microwave. And all this terrible effects, and then we are eating it, and we are eating the most stale food, though it appears to be very, very fresh. But the actual fresh fruit food, the people who are living in the villages, in the jungles, etc., they are enjoying very, very fresh food and very good health also. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala took qasam, that striking qasam of the rains that come, and then this fresh produce that comes, and how returning again, the sun comes out every day for us. The moon is doing its work all the time, the stars are doing their work, and the earth, which is so solid, but with that small little seed, it cracks the earth, and then the shoot comes out. And this is all proof of Allah's great qudrat and His great favors also upon mankind. And one of the greatest favors is that Allah has sent down the Quran Sharif to mankind. So Allah Ta'ala explains about the Quran Sharif, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ بِشَكِ بَاتْهِ دُوْتُوكُ. Undoubtedly, this is the Quran Sharif which is absolute, which is decisive, which is the word of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it is for us to realize, when Allah is so great, His kalam and His speech, how great the speech and kalam of Allah Ta'ala is. But very sadly, we have distanced ourselves also from the Quran Sharif very greatly. How much do we read Quran Sharif? How much is our yaqeen and i'tiqad on the Quran Sharif? There was a time when Quran Sharif was read in every home, and all were watching the Quran, were reading the Quran Sharif, and the environment of Quran Sharif was alive in the home. Then came many things before, and then the TV came, and the TV also is outdated now. Now every person has to have a computer in his house. And that is given the most important thing. And that also perhaps in a sense is outdated also. Now it is the mobile phone, the cell phone all the time. And everyone is so busy with the cell phone that we haven't got time for anyone else. When a husband is busy, no time for the wife. When the wife is busy, no time for the children or the husband or anyone. Whereas the central private thing in the Quran, or in the life of a Muslim, was supposed to be the Quran Sharif. So this Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, it is that decisive word of Allah Ta'ala, which is absolute, and everything goes by it. Today, unfortunately, the recitation of the Quran Sharif perhaps has left us long ago already. Now even our yaqeen, how much do we really believe on the Quran and the word of the Quran? We all will say it's the word of Allah, and it is the truth, absolute truth. But in our practical life, how much do we live the Quran Sharif? How much do we live to the norms that we see of the Western way of life, modern way of life? Our thinking has become according to Western way of life. Even we as grown-ups, then what to say of our youngsters who are attending school, who are attending universities, what their mindset is today is a complete different mindset. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has given us this Quran Sharif, which is so decisive, and also it is the thing that differentiates between right and wrong, between light and darkness, between guidance and misguidance. It is this Quran Sharif, and if we read it daily, the miracle of the Quran Sharif, even if we don't understand, that reality of the Quran will come into our lives. And with understanding, it will have much, much more greater effect on our lives. And we will be able to, if we understand the Quran Sharif, guide others also towards righteousness. And the relationship between the qasam which Allah Ta'ala had taken and the revelation of the Quran Sharif is that as the rains come and a piece of ground that is completely dead, barren, nothing, that piece of ground, the grass has been burned, the grass is completely dry, but the rain start coming and we see that ground becoming lush and green and bringing forth what things from there, from that ground. We see orchards of various types of trees, fruit trees, etc. We see the whole lands that are now filled with maize, that is filled with wheat, etc. And how beautiful it looks all by the coming of the rain. We get our fruit, we get our flowers, we get our maize, we get our wheat. Just like that, the Quran Sharif, it has come down, and if we want to make it alive in our homes, in our lives, we read it in our homes, in our businesses, it will be like that spiritual rain that is coming into our homes. And it will make our dead hearts come alive again. No matter how much we, our children, have been influenced by the Western way of life, modern way of life, different way of thinking, but if we bring the recitation of the Quran Sharif alive again in our homes, in our lives, it will revive our lives again. And then again we will be able to understand that the value of this word of the Quran Sharif. We all have heard a lot of bayans about the great value of the Quran. We must have read about it. We say we believe it also, but it is really a necessity that we return to the Quran Sharif. Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullah alayh, when he was kept in prison by the British in Malta, and after that when he returned and people asked him, you were so long in prison, you had a lot of time to meditate and ponder, what did you think, what is the solution for the ummah? Among the things he said, that we have to go back to the Quran Sharif. Three basic things he mentioned, and one of them is returning to the Quran Sharif. At this juncture, just for us to realize it more, let us think that have we read our Quran Sharif today? The day has just started. Will we be reading it today? Yesterday, did we read Quran Sharif? What is our connection with the Quran Sharif? What effort have we made to understand this word of Allah Ta'ala? For the computer, for anything else, one small thing we don't understand, we will ask so many people about it. But about the Quran Sharif, we treat it with really no real importance or anything. And that is the absolute important thing in our life. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ اور نہیں یہ بات ہسی کی. The Quran is not a joke, na'uzu billah. How we are treating it, though we will never say it, inshallah. But the way we treat it, we haven't got time for it, as if something superfluous, something not important in our lives. Whereas Allah and the reality will come to us. When reality hits us in our life, at the time of maut in the qabr, then we will realize the great value of the Quran Sharif, of a hafiz Quran, of a alim who knows the meaning, a person who practices on the Quran, then we will know the value. At the moment, unfortunately, we take it very light. The Quran Sharif, how many copies we must be having in our home, but how much do we read the Quran Sharif? So Allah Ta'ala took so many qasams to highlight and to manifest upon us the great value of the Quran Sharif, and until we don't return to the Quran Sharif, from where Islam had started, revelation of Quran Sharif, it is difficult for us to know what reality is, and we will just remain as slaves in this world to other nations. When we bring the Quran Sharif in our lives, Allah will make us masters of the world. Nations will fall at our feet, as clearly said in the hadith. But unfortunately, we haven't got time for the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us the value of this Quran Sharif, bring it into our lives, our homes, everything, in every facet of the Quran, and to sacrifice our lives for the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.